At 28, you might think about having your first child. At that age, Jay Quarty, a choreographer from Accra, Ghana, is already taking care of 50 street children. With the only help of her husband Nee, a drum player, she built the Streetwise Foundation, a shelter for the children of Jamestown, the deprived area of Accra around the Old Harbour.
Here we have 50 children. We have 25 to 30 kids sleeping here too. What they do here is they learn. Once you are here, then you are entitled to education. They go to school, we sponsor them, give them all the necessary things they need for school. And then they start at school. After school, they come here. We have after school programs like classes. We help them with their homework. The thing is, well, we are teaching them to be independent.
Living in an area where the basic needs are not met, with no running water or sanitation, she also offers a safe place to sleep to those who need it most.
Yeah, it's like when you go to one family, there are about like 40 people living in one room. It's very hard to take care of these families. So normally they send those kids out to sell, to make money. Because some of them, the parents are drug addicts. And some of them have been sent to buy drugs. Some of them are sent out to sell on their head. Some of them are on the street, having eaten since morning. We brought them here, trying to help them forget about the horrible days of their life, to enjoy the present happy life they have here.
The center is made up of pink and green houses on the seashore at the very bottom of Jamestown Lighthouse. James Fort overlooks the children's playground. For centuries, this was a departure point for African slaves. Jay was born here, and so was her baby girl, the 51st Streetwise child.
I'm an orphan. I went through a lot, being an orphan. That is why I wanted to do good for the kids, others who are like me.
Everything in Jay's life revolves around music. Together with her husband and a dancing troupe, they perform at traditional African drum and dance shows, and they teach music to tourists to raise money for their center. The rest of the funding comes from private donors, but the couple struggles every day to make ends meet.
Music is what we have, so we are giving out what we have to the kids.
When they started out in 2007, they organized a dance competition to reach out to Jamestown children.
They love it. Every child loves music. Even my baby does. When you play the drum, she keeps jumping up and down.
Jay and me are committed to keep Ghanaian music alive by teaching drumming and dancing to their children.
And now all this hip-hop keep life at this time is killing it. Sometimes I see it, people doing it and it's disgusting. I mean, you see them twisting, they are doing all sort of sexy things, and kids are doing the same things. But when you are doing the traditional things, it's like pure, natural. Something, a spirit in you lighting up.
The foundation works as a big, noisy family.
Jay, a smart and hard-working lady, pretty one to be pretty as well. She is the backbone of the organization as well.
Last year, when Nee married Jay, he chose as his best man the very first boy that the couple rescued from the streets of Accra.
Yes. You see, that's how the world is. You never know who you help. So it's always good to do good. At first, he never knew anything. I picked him up, started teaching him. Jay taught him how to dance, and I taught him how to drum. And I taught him how to play music. And you know, as at now, he's been able to secure a job.
Jay's next objective is to build a school. She would like to take advantage of the beautiful location of the shelter right in front of the ocean to open a beach resort and then use the profits to finance the school.
Yeah, I get the energy from them. Their smiles, their happiness give me more energy to move on, because at least if I can help all the kids, I'll be able to help at least 50 of them, which I think is so great. And seeing them every morning, I mean, knowing them previously and seeing them now makes me so proud.
For everything she has done for her community, she credits Ghanaian music.
Yeah, music saved me. It gives me family. You know, because I was so alone, and it saved me, yes. It really saved me.
This is Gaia Manco for DW in Accra, Ghana.